second date update.
One of our listeners is living out my absolute worst dating nightmare.
What?
Oh, I want to know what your nightmare is. I'm excited.
Brooke, why are you so happy?
I don't know.
Smiling over there.
I know.
It's going out with someone that was set up by your mom.
I should have seen that coming.
Because the type of person your mom thinks you should be dating is usually a lot different than the people that you're actually into.
Absolutely.
And always unattractive.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if your mom is that way, but like always unattractive.
But also my mom thinks I'm the most gorgeous man in the world. So she's not a good view, you know?
One of our listeners went out with someone that was set up by their mom.
What?
Her name is Ivy. She needs our help today. Ivy.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you let your mom set you up.
No, it wasn't my mom. It was his mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Still, same deal.
Yeah, but it's easier on her.
Yeah.
Like, now it kind of makes sense why he's not calling you back.
I guess so. tell us how you and his mom know each other. Like, how did that happen?
So I actually work with his mom.
Okay.
And she's actually been working on me for a long time. Like, she has mentioned so many times, like, oh, I have a son just about your age.
Uh-huh.
He's so handsome, and I don't know why he's single. And, you know, you two should get together. And I would always be like, oh, no, I'm not really looking and whatever.
Yeah.
Because you didn't believe her when she said that her son was awesome, did you?
But that's the thing about guys with moms that are constantly pitching them around. Usually they tend to actually be awesome.
I wouldn't say that's true.
And I'm not just projecting here. I'm trying to vouch for him. Who is this guy anyway? What's his name?
His name is Nate.
Okay.
And finally, she actually showed me a picture of him. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
So you saw it and you immediately thought, okay, let's do this?
Yeah, well, so I started asking more questions, and I was like, okay, so, like, what's the catch? Like, what is going on? And, you know, he's single, no kids, like, he has a job, like, all that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, yeah, if you want to give him my number.
That's good.
So, I mean, you eventually ended up going out with him. What'd you guys do?
So he asked me to pick a place, and I love barbecue.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, me too.
That is such a bold, strong move by a woman, too.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Like, you're not going to some hipster place that's going to cost $20 for a cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
You are getting down and dirty quick, and I like that about
you.
Brisket.
Especially on a first date. It's kind of a messy type of meal. So.
I mean, he said he liked barbecue, too.
Nice.
So, as far as I know, it all seemed to be going really well. Like,
did you guys meet there? Like, what was it like when you, because you know his mom, but you don't know him.
Yeah, so I didn't want to get in a car with him, so I just Ubered there.
Okay.
Just in case, you know, I drank or whatever, which was not really an issue. I had, like, a beer, that was it.
But you never know. You never know when a date turns really fun.
Yeah, it was a 74-ounce beer, so.
What was the vibe between you two?
I mean, it seemed like we were having fun. It was really just, like, chill and relaxed. There was like one part of the night that might have been a little weird because, like, I mean, like I said, I like to joke around, so I pretended at one point I was like choking.
Oh, wait, what do you mean?
Explain.
I had this big, like, sampler platter, and there were wings on it, and I pretended like I was, like, choking on a bone, and he kind of, like, freaked out.
Pretended? Oh.
Okay. What was the thinking behind that exactly? Was that a sexy move for you?
I thought it would be funny, and I just wanted to, like, shake things up, because things had been really fun up to that point.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but she's one of our listeners that writes in and is like, phone tap my mom and tell her I was in a terrible accident.
Yeah.
Did you just make like a gagging sound or something? What did you do?
That's true.
I was just like coughing and like grabbed my throat and like pointing at my mouth. And I was like, no, I'm totally messing with you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We know why he's not calling back.
Exactly. Like,
well, I don't know. How did he react? What did Nate think?
I don't know. Like, he seemed kind of weirded out, but then he was like, oh, that's funny.
Well,
of course he was.
I mean,
at least thought it was funny, and he didn't think it was like a turn on. Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah.
He's like, let me help.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not mouth to mouth. That's the Heimlich. It's not like.
All right. What happened after the fake choking incident?
I can't get past this.
I mean, like, I thought after that, it was normal. It was all fine. Like, that's the only thing I can think of that was, like, weird.
Okay.
So, I mean, how did you guys wrap things up?
So, like I said, I Ubered, and he actually offered me a ride home.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, but he, like, took me straight home, and then I was like, well, do you want to come in for a little bit? And he's like, no, I really have to go.
That's okay. Bad, because do you want to come in doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it means you at least want to, like, make out or cuddle or something.
Yeah, come inside and watch me choke on some peanuts.
Anaphylactic shock is a turn on, too.
Yeah.
He's like, I need to leave this day before I'm charged for murder.
I have a grape that I could struggle with in front of you.
Stop it,
Jeffrey.
Okay. Struggle with?
Has his mom badgered you at work at all and been like, how come you aren't going out again or anything?
No, like, she didn't mention it. And so after, like, a week, I kind of asked her and I was like, hey, I'm just wondering if, like, Nate had said anything about our date. And she was like, I really don't want to get involved.
Now she doesn't want to be involved. That is not a good sign.
That means she knows something, and she definitely doesn't want to tell you because it's bad.
Well, let's see if we can find out something. Second date update. You know, sometimes when you're in the presence of true, powerful love, it can make you feel a little choked up. But, you know.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to be serious for a second.
Yeah,
I'm like, I feel
too.
Like this is a little much.
Well, I mean, usually it's not literal choking, you know?
Yeah.
Well, on Ivy's first date, though, it was.
Yeah.
Because during an awkward moment at dinner, she pretended to choke on a chicken wing.
Wow.
You know, as a joke.
Yeah, funny.
Funny joke.
To break the silence, make the guy laugh. Now, she says he did laugh a little bit.
Uh-huh.
We're not sure how he actually felt about it, though. So we're going to call him in a second and ask about it. But, Ivy, I should ask, did you go full eye bulge with it or did you just go half? Like, how committed were we?
Stop.
I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't, like, acting like I was really dying, but...
Could you give us a little sample? Can we just hear, like, what it might have sounded like on the date right now?
I mean, you're not getting the visual, but...
Yeah.
I'll try.
Oh, it was the air gas.
That's scary.
Yeah, that got me a little
bit. No, it's unrealistic. When you're really choking, you can't vocalize or make any sounds
because
the air pipes block. So that was probably your problem. Not realistic enough with your fake choking,
you
Ivy.
Why do you know so much?
If he had been out with Jeff, he would have just sat there and stared at you.
Yeah.
Which is...
No, Jeff would have been like, you're not choking. Let me show you what it's like.
Boo! Anyway, no, we're just messing around with you, obviously, Ivy. You've been a real good sport letting us joke with you, okay?
That's the thing, though. That's my sense of humor, too. Like, I like to joke.
Good.
Okay. Good. You don't take yourself too seriously.
I mean, maybe if you have a chance to explain that to him or we can explain that to him, maybe he'll see that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. We're going to try.
First, we have to get him on the line first. So let's dial his number. We'll see if he answers, and we're going to get you a second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll call you in when we're ready. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Nate.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Nate, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. What's up?
We're doing a segment called A Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before? Do you know Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning?
Unfortunately, I have not.
Thank you for adding the unfortunately.
Well, probably fortunately.
Yeah, that helps my ego.
Okay. The way that it works, the Second Date Update is... If you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is different. I did not expect that.
Okay.
Well, that's the point. We don't give you a heads up.
By different, you mean fun.
Yeah. It means that somebody really likes you.
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry. This is definitely not what I expected.
You have any thoughts on who might be calling, trying to get a hold of you? I can give you a hint.
Oh, Jeff!
Does that give it away?
Here.
Wait.
Mouth.
What is going on right now?
Okay.
Yeah.
That didn't give it away?
No. Mm. Maybe it wasn't as big of a moment as we think.
I guess not. We're talking about Ivy.
Now I know what you're talking about when you did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. There we go. Yeah.
So she told you about the date and she even mentioned that?
Yeah,
it seems like it was a focal point.
Yeah,
because we ask everybody to, like, give us as much detail as you can. Anything that may have gone wrong in your mind, we want to know about it.
Did she tell you guys like why she even did that, because she didn't really tell me much.
Yeah, why she fake choked.
Yeah.
I mean, she said that she did it because there was kind of an awkward moment of silence and she wanted to break the tension with a funny joke.
She said it got kind of quiet. She thought it was a good idea to pretend that she's choking and you guys didn't like.
Well, we
thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Not
I mean,
appropriate.
It wasn't a decision that any of us would make, but she's got a weird, quirky sense of humor.
I don't know. I mean, I might do that same thing in a similar situation.
Why? No.
You know, you've never faked a near-death experience just to get out of something awkward?
I mean, I was ready to jump over the table. I didn't think it was like a let's save the conversation type of move. But
is that the reason you're not calling her back?
No.
What? Okay, well, if that's not the reason that you're not calling her back, let's move forward. Like, what is it?
How could it be something other than that?
What else happened that was a turnoff to you?
Well, I go to the bathroom on the way out to leave because I got to wash my hands. And I get in the car and I'm looking at the radio. I have all of my preset radio stations are changed. And it's not like the car, like, you know, because sometimes if a car has like a power surge, everything might reset, but everything was normal. It was just that all of my radio stations were changed.
So you aren't calling her back because she changed your presets? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah, because like, hear me out. You pretend to choke, but then it's like, haha, I was just joking. It's like, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. You change my radio stations and you don't say a thing. That's not a joke. You know, like,
how do you know that she was the one that changed him? How do you know it wasn't like the power surge thing, like you were saying?
Well, because the clock would have been at midnight.
It would have been flashing. Or it would have been the wrong time.
Or at midnight or something.
You're a pretty good detective.
You get back into the car and she's sitting there and you notice their change. Why don't you say anything?
First of all, I'm taken back by that a little bit. And I'm also waiting for her to clue me in that this is a joke. But she never did.
I will say, usually when someone pranks somebody, they follow up with it. Like, did you get it?
It's kind of awkward.
I mean, did you listen to a good radio station, though, on your way back?
I don't want to offend you guys, but I've never heard of you, or I don't know what this station even is.
Okay.
Oh,
so we didn't make any of the presets.
Yeah, apparently. No.
This is an awkward moment. I don't know what to do with myself here. How do I get out of this?
Choke.
Maybe I should just get out of this by telling you that Ivy's on the other line listening.
Oh, man, so many unexpected things.
And she wants to talk to you now.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Ivy is actually on the other line. She's been listening to this entire conversation.
Yeah, I'm here. So you're seriously that pissed about me changing your radio station?
I wouldn't say that I'm angry about it. It's just kind of weird. Like, let's just pretend that we never experienced the choking at the table. We get in the car. All my radio stations are changed, and it's not even a joke. It's like, if this is the first date, imagine what things might be if we're 6 months down the line.
Well, we don't know that, Nate. Look, I mean, Ivy, was it a joke?
No, it wasn't a joke. His radio stations just suck.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he doesn't listen to us, so I kind of agree.
I mean, coming off of the choking thing, I think changing the radio stations is pretty tame in comparison.
But it's like, why?
Do you not know how to change them back? Is that what the deal is, Nate?
But why should I have to do that? It's my car.
One of those rules, like, don't touch someone's radio unless you're the driver.
I mean, I kind of get that.
Ivy, I think Nate just sounds a little bit confused about why you did this.
It is a good question.
It was just, so I'm waiting for him in the car, and he had on some station, it was like rap, and I was like, no. So I pushed through all his presets, and like, none of them were good. Most of them were like news stations, like talk radio.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I don't think you get to decide what he likes to listen to in his car.
Coming off a little bit judgy.
Yeah. He's at an age where like, he's not going to go seek out options. You know what I mean? Like, you have to present him with new things for him to try.
Wait, are you insulting his age?
Just to give a little context as to why this is weird to me, I just ran in for just a minute. I have 16 preset radio stations, which means she changed all of them.
That's actually really impressive.
Yeah.
It really is.
Honestly, I mean, it shows she's pretty good with her hands, Nate.
Dial button. Yeah. I mean,
that's a skill.
I mean, one of the stations I changed was to you guys.
Hey!
I just think that, like, maybe you just owe him a quick apology for overstepping your bounds, and Nate has...
You guys, it's a radio station. I need to really apologize for changing his station.
I guess when you say it like
I know, right?
Yeah, if you guys guys really believe that, maybe I should just take you off my preset.
No, no. Ow. You could change his Stia. Yeah. He doesn't listen, so I don't care now.
You can feel it.
Jeff! Oh, it is awkward. It's awkward. That's good, Jeff.
Okay, let's just wrap this up.
You're killing us.
Nate, we want to send you out with Ivy one more time. We'll pay for it. Was that a good strategy to break the awkwardness?
I liked it. Yeah.
Nate?
This is probably one of the weirdest phone calls that I've ever been a part of.
Well, thank you, Nate. Yeah. We appreciate
that. That's not a compliment.
I don't know. I thought we earned our way onto his presets all by ourselves.
I think so, too.
Oh, my God.
So that's a no, then, Nate.
That's definitely a no.
Okay.
Oh,
Ivy, thanks for looking out for us.
I tried.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we did, too, kind of.
Well, hopefully we earned a new listener, Nate.
I'm wondering if this is your guys' marketing strategy.
We are.
Yeah.
I could change some guy stations.
Yeah. That's right.
There you go.
Not
That's
smart
true.
Enough for that.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.